Welcome. If you're watching online, I know we got a lot of people out today. We got a lot of people watching online. We love you guys. We're praying for you. If you're visiting with us, welcome. It's an honor to have you here with us. And you just jump in and enjoy. Come check us out in step one today. If you're not signed up, like Lauren said, just head over next door. We got plenty of room, plenty of stuff for you. And you can find out and ask questions or make this place your home. We'd be honored to have you do that. I'm going to take a quick detour, real quick. I don't know if you guys noticed, but the world's a little bit nuts right now. Melanie's and I were talking last night, and she said something to me that kind of struck a chord. As is usually the case, Melanie's got a very good ear to listen and hear the voice of God. And she made a statement saying, you know, sometimes I think as Christians, we just play defense with God. We were talking about the whole pandemic and the coronavirus and all this mess, that we step back, pray, God protect us, and we just kind of wait and we react, defensive posture. And there's nothing wrong with that. And the Bible does tell us that God is our shield. He's our defender. But the Bible also gives us, if you read, I think it's in the book of Ephesians where it talks about the armor, he also gives us offensive weapons. And one of those things, which honestly, we don't do that well, and we're striving to do better as a family. One of those is prayer. And with all the nuts things that are going on, you know, do we go to school? Do we not go to school? You know, I've had those conversations with actually Dr. Thompson in the past, an understanding of, like, it's a no-win situation no matter what you do. Somebody's always going to be mad. You know, same thing happens in church. You should do this. No, you should do this. No, the Bible says this. No, the Bible says that. And just, sometimes it's just feel like there's no win. So what I would like to do this week, I'm going to ask you if you're in the room and also if you're watching online. Every day this week, and if it, you know, we feel led at the end of the week, we'll keep going. At noon, I'm going to go on Facebook Live, maybe YouTube and Instagram, work out those details later. I didn't ask the tech team. I'm just going to do it, so they'll have to figure it out. At noon, I'm going to come on for just maybe 10 minutes, encourage you, and I'm just going to take 5 minutes, encourage you as a church family, encourage us as a city and a county, and just pray. The Bible's very clear. I don't know if you have read to the end of the book, but the Bible's clear. The devil's been defeated. We win. And the Bible says that with any sickness, that Jesus bore all sickness, all disease on the cross. God's not stumped by this virus or Delta or Lambda or whatever other Greek letter they can throw at it. God's not thrown off the throne. He didn't wake up this morning and go, oh my me, what am I going to do? I didn't see this coming. And so I think sometimes we take for granted when we hear the verse, because we hear it a lot of times when you talk about prayer, is if my people pray, humble themselves and pray, then he'll do something. You remember what that is? He'll heal, not just heal, but heal the land. And so I'm just going to put it out there. And if other churches, other people, y'all want to join us, then I just felt like noon was a good lunchtime. If you can't do it at noon, it'll be on Facebook. It'll be archived. You can just click it. Take 5 minutes. It's not a long time. We're just going to take 5 minutes and pray together. And I'm asking you to actually do it. Not the Christianese of, oh yeah, brother, I'll pray for you. And then you say goodbye and you never do it. I think it's time that just